Comic Timing
is a proud member
of the Comics Podcast Network.
Bitch.
Print it.
Hey there, folks. My name is Ian Levenstein, and welcome to episode 137 of Comic Timing. I want to get this episode out there right before New York Comic Con so that you guys have something to listen to before you go see me in person. Yeah, I'm obviously conceited. Just so you guys know, New York Comic Con is happening on the 11th through the 14th in New York. Tickets are sold out at this point, so if you do not have a ticket to New York Comic Con, don't show up because you're not going to be able to get in. Sorry. But if you do have a ticket, it is a Thursday through Sunday show like it was last year, and Comic Timing will be set up in the podcast arena like it has been since the show began. Actually, technically the second year of the show, but we will be back there, and you will be seeing us if you arrive. We're going to be somewhere in the area of 3358. That's in the main hall. I'm not 100% certain that that's our actual booth number because some changes have happened, but we should be easy to find because, well, there'll be a Comic Timing banner up, and I'll be right next to Audio Shocker. Nick from Audio Shocker is going to be sharing booth space with me this year, so thank you to Nick for that. And other podcasts that are going to be in the arena include Comic Geek Speak, Comic News Insider, Indie Spinner Rack, and I think one other that I cannot think of at the moment. But again, we should be easy to find. We're on the far left-hand corner of the hall in the close to the back. So that should be easy enough for you guys to find. Anyway, this episode that I'm putting out here are all of the interviews that I conducted at Baltimore Comic Con. There's some talk about the con itself with me and Raph. There's some interviews with Sean Pryor of Action Lab Comics and Chad Ciccone of Action Lab Comics, and I have a short interview with Jamal Igel that had to actually be cut a little bit because one of the things we talked about is not happening anymore. So that's why, if you're wondering why I have like a 3.5-minute-long interview with Jamal, that's why. And a couple other people here and there. So go ahead and listen to that. And for that matter, CGS is on this, and if you have not found out yet, there will be a super show this year, and I am already very much looking forward to it. It is April 6th and 7th, 2013, so mark your calendars, folks. Get yourself out to Reading, Pennsylvania. Tickets are now available as well for the show, so you can go ahead and be an early purchaser if you so desire, and get yourself maybe even some extra goods. Because, as usual, they're giving away stuff to folks who have pre-ordered their tickets. You can do so at supershow2013.eventbrite.com. That's supershow2013.eventbrite.com. And tickets are nice and cheap for the weekend. It's only $20. $12 for a one-day pass for either Saturday or Sunday. $20 for the full weekend. You might as well just get the full weekend and give CGS your monies. And I've got one other thing to say, and that, of course, is that we're sponsored by DCBS at Discount Comic Book Service. Check them out at dcbservice.com. They are yet again offering their 50% off bundle this month for $40.88 for all of the Marvel Now books coming out this month. That would include Avengers number 2, Indestructible Hulk number 2, Uncanny Avengers number 3, All New X-Men 3 and 4, Iron Man 3 and 4, Cap 2, X-Men Legacy 3, Fantastic Four 2, FF 2, Deadpool 3, Thor God of Thunder 3, A-Plus X 3, Avengers Assemble 10, Thunderbolts 1 and 2, Cable and X-Force 1 and 2, Avengers Arena 1 and 2, Journey into Mystery 647, and Red She-Hulk number 60. That regularly goes for $81.77. You'll be getting it for $40.88. And apologies for my stuffed up nose right now. And you can get some other stuff too, like the Sleeper Omnibus is available for 50% off at $37.50. You've got a adaptation of the new Arrow show available, which hopefully will not suck. We shall see. 40% off for $239 and stuff like that. So thank you very much, DCBS. And make sure you use the promo code CT8 to get an additional 8% off on your first order with Discount Comic Book Service. We thank them for that. And without further ado, I will bring you to the Baltimore Comic Con interview. Yeah.
Well, it's Friday. No, it's not. Is it Saturday? No, it's not. Is it Sunday? Okay, that's fine. Here at Baltimore Comic Con, the crowds are a little less. It allows me to do my thing and talk to one of my dear friends, Chad Ciccone. Chad, how's the weekend been, my friend?
The weekend has been very good. We were very good, very steady, did a lot of business yesterday. Today, we're slower, but still doing okay today. So, all in all, the weekend's been really good for us so far.
Well, I mean, the best part about Sunday is that you can actually breathe.
That's true. And talk to old friends.
Yes, because there was no Super Show this year, so I feel like I'm catching up on acquaintances I haven't seen in quite some time.
That's true. Without Super Show, we all have to sort of grab onto each other at various other shows when we see each other.
And I do actually grab, and then you need to actually have me be
removed.
Sometimes
it's a little unpleasant, but
more raft than me, but that's to be expected. So what's new, man? What since last we spoke?
Well, Action Lab continues along our juggernaut towards world domination. I don't recall exactly where we were the last time you and I spoke, but we have Volume 2 of Princess coming out probably early next year. We just have Princeless Short Stories for Warrior Women that's just coming out right now to hold everyone over. Jackhammer recently came out for us, a one-shot graphic novel. The Princeless Trade is out. I personally am hard at work on Fracture Volume 2 right now.
Excellent.
We have some other announcements coming up soon that I am not at liberty to discuss at the moment. However, I can discuss Molly Danger.
Ooh, why Molly Danger? Yes, the successfully Kickstarter-funded Molly Danger.
That's correct. Jamal Igel, well-known DC Comics exclusive formerly.
Never heard of him.
Their loss is our gain. Jamal's now working with Action Lab to publish next year Molly Danger, about the world's greatest 10-year-old superhero. Your listeners may be familiar with it.
If they aren't, they haven't been listening to Comic Time.
Well, that's coming out, I think, early fall next year. We did a promo signing with Jamal on a special commemorative poster that Jamal was here at the Action Lab table yesterday signing. Nice. And a lot of new converts to the Molly Danger bandwagon. So we're very excited about that.
Good foot traffic for that?
Yeah.
Good to hear. Jamal brings the people.
He does, and he's fun to work with. He has a life and an energy about him that is contagious.
Nice. So new Fracture is happening, huh?
It is. The first two issues are essentially completed. I'm hard at work on issue 3 right now. I just finished the inks on issue 2. Issue 1's being colored. And so I'm starting the pencils on issue 3, and we're planning that. It's looking like late spring next year.
Very nice. So when we were talking beforehand, we had dinner last night, and Chris and I cut out to head to the Harvey Awards, and I figured, you know, why not? We'll get there in time for maybe like the last couple of awards. It hadn't even started yet at 9:45 because you went last year. You know how late these things can run.
Ran late last year, too.
Yeah. So we're sitting down, and we're about, I'd say about halfway through, and we're getting up to the John Romita Jr. Lifetime Achievement Award, which is amusing because he's only about halfway through his lifetime, and yet he's already getting a Lifetime Achievement Award. And who sits directly in front of us but Stan the Man?
I think I saw a Facebook picture to that effect this morning.
Seriously, I could smell him.
And how was that smell?
It was Excelsior.
Did he smell anything like an Avenger?
You know, there might have been a little bit of justice in there. Maybe a little bit of mischief. Definitely a little bit of mischief if we're talking about Stan Lee. But
have you checked out the Smell Like an Avenger booth? Everybody's walking by with the little cologne swatches.
Chris actually bought me justice. So I was spritzed, and trust me, to this day, I still smell a little bit like justice.
I must admit, I'm not certain I want to smell like Captain America's boot or Thor's armpit. So the marketing push escaped me.
Sean, do you want to smell like Captain America's armpit?
No. I'm going to tell you something about that cologne. Yo, that's like straight up 1980s Big Lots smelling cologne right there.
That's not true. That's not true at all. Someone brought that over, and Captain America's scent smelled, you know, it had musk and sandalwood. It was wonderful.
No. The only good smelling cologne over there is the Nick Fury cologne, because it's the brother. That's the only reason why it smells good.
Well, because everybody smells good.
Everybody smells good. I smell good right now. You can smell it through this recording right now. Catch a whiff. It's glorious.
My man, I feel like it's been way too long since I've talked to you in person.
Hey, man, it has been a while, man. I mean, like, face-to-face, you know, like silver spoons and stuff.
You can actually see my grimace.
Yes. No, man, but it's good. You know, it's good. It's been a great weekend.
I'm glad to hear it, my friend.
Oh, yeah, it's a great show. Baltimore is a nice place. This is, like, first time I've ever been here. And, like, you know, here I am thinking, they're like, yo, it's like The Wire. You're going to get shot when you go outside. Like, it ain't that bad around here. You know, we in a nice area. You know, you take me to the hood, we might get shot.
Oh, my God. You take the light rail up to even, like, Penn Station, Baltimore Penn Station, you pass by the buildings that look like they've been bombed out by 3 nuclear holocausts.
Oh. Yeah, you can walk about 3 blocks back of the Inner Harbor, and it starts to go south pretty quick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, I mean, like Chris and I said earlier, like, we're on the other side of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. You know what Chris Rock says about the other side of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Yeah, I know. It's sad, man. We can't have nothing. Just let us live, you know?
But look, not to alienate Baltimore. The people have been great.
Yeah, people were absolutely wonderful. Wonderful, positive folks. I mean, they come, they ask about, like, all of our stuff. You know, like, everybody, like, is in love with the Nightmare Nursery vamplets. Like, kids, nice. Kids, grown-ass women, goths. Yo, Nick Fury just walked by right now. He about to get the Nick Fury clone.
Oh my God. Oh, he has to. He has to.
Just don't take a picture. Buy it. You got to buy it.
Nick Fury smell like Nick Fury. Stay on plane.
I mean, yeah, the cologne might smell like some old English 800, but still, go ahead. Go ahead.
Tell me a little bit about these things, man, because this is new to me.
Break it down.
I forgot to mention this earlier. We have recently arranged with the creators of a series of plush toys called Vamplets of Nightmare Nursery.
Okay.
A woman who I think works for Mattel, who sort of in her free time designed her own line of plush toys, and we sort of hooked up with them out at San Diego. And we're going to be producing a comic book based on the Vamplets characters.
Wow.
And it's sort of a series of, you know, vampire babies and werewolf babies and very cute. We have some of them here at our table today. Cute plush toys. The children love them. And we're in production right now working on scripting and identifying an artist for a comic book graphic novel series that we're going to do based on the Vamplets and Nightmare Nursery.
See, they're my favorite kind of cute because they're cute, a little bit awkward, and maybe even a little bit evil.
Cute and evil at the same time, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, like me.
I didn't think of it that way, but you're absolutely right.
I love making people awkward.
But these are maybe more cute than evil, and you might be a little more evil than cute.
Ooh, and they're plush.
They are plush.
And huggable.
They are. We've had numerous instances of little girls, you know, clutching them and demanding their parents to purchase them, and we're okay with that.
Man, you know, that is the best part about bringing around a kid, you know, because, like, every now and then you got to be like, okay, fine, and just let them give into temptation. That's something you can give into temptation on.
That's right, and we'll take that.
Damn right. Your website's still the same, correct?
ActionLabComics.com.
Your website, your personal website, is that still the same?
ChadSaccone.com.
Where else can they find you?
Facebook, Chad Saccone. DeviantArt, Chad Saccone. Twitter, Chad Saccone.
You make it so easy.
I'm here to serve.
Sean, my man, what else you got to tell me?
I don't know everything that Chad has told you over the last few minutes, but, you know, we got big announcements coming in the next few weeks. Now, by the time this airs, the announcement may have already been announced.
Thanks.
No, I don't mean it in a bad way.
Thanks.
It's going to be soon. Like, you know,
yeah, I hear you.
It's coming soon. You know, I'm serious. It's coming real soon. It's
real soon?
Real soon.
Wow, like any minute now?
No, not any minute. Not a couple of days.
How about now?
No.
Okay. All right, fine.
But it's really major. It's going to be something that's going to be so big that for us, it'll either make us or break us.
Wow. Oh, my God. You got Liefeld? I can't believe it.
No. You know what, though? Liefeld beefs with so many people, you would think this dude would start coming out with his own mixtape series.
Oh, my God.
Liefeld is like the 50 Cent of comics. He will beef with anybody. And I mean, he will set it aflame. The dude, I'm telling you, he needs to start going to more shows, start doing more panels, and, like, have a DJ with him and do, like, Funkmaster Flex bomb drops every time he, like, angers somebody. He's like, boom.
Tell him why you're mad.
Hey, tell him why you're mad, son. Tell him why you're mad.
When should we expect the Double Jumpers collection?
Double Jumpers collection, like issue 4 is currently in the works. Issue 3, just the orders for that just came in.
Okay.
But we're probably looking at issue 4 is a tad behind, but you're probably going to get a collection early 2013.
Okay.
For sure.
Cool.
On Double Jumpers. So yeah, look forward to that. It'll be great.
More Princeless?
Oh, yeah. More Princeless coming. Like, right now, we actually have the short stories issues currently right now. And, like, Volume 2 also should have an early 2013 release as well.
And how about Mercury and the Murder?
You know what? We got something for you that's, like, non-Action Lab, but but we got something for you coming next year.
I'm aware. I'm aware.
I know you. You know everything. Yeah. You know everything.
I know everything whether you want to or not. There was a Baltimore exclusive cover for that.
For Mercury and the Murder. Yeah, man. Yeah, like it was like in a, it's like a tribute to like Lethal Weapon,
and which was amazing.
Yeah, man. Like, you know, Mike and Bone came by, gave me a copy of it. I was like, this is nice.
Nice.
You know, like I felt special. You know, this show is special. And you know, I'm being for real. Like, this show really makes me excited for comics.
I'm glad to see you on the East Coast, farther than the Pennsylvania area.
Yeah, no. I always wanted to be further, to go further. A lot of it just comes down to finances.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like this show, like your convention budget is now zero. You know, because plane tickets ain't cheap.
It's true. It's true, man.
You know, I'm like, yo, this is like, I need to become like a multimillionaire.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you can't exactly drive across the country.
Man, I wasn't gonna drive to Baltimore. Yo, I'm not driving through Maryland.
You ain't gonna get your car.
No.
Yep.
No, it'd be like The Wire. My car gone. It's on blocks. What am I supposed to do? How am I getting home? I ain't taking no bus. No. There's so much going on. I mean, like, you know, with Action Lab, like, you know, we've got a lot of changes in store.
Yeah.
All of it's for the better.
Nice.
We're getting lined up, we're getting things ready.
Mm-hmm.
And trust me, when we let everybody know, folks will be like, whoa.
Nice.
You know, like Black Rob from like early 2000s, Bad Boy. It's like, whoa.
I'm just glad that I got to see both Stan Lee and Stan Lee Roy in the same weekend.
Hey, man, it's glorious. It's glorious. You know, what can you say? You know, like, you know, we both still living. We just trying to eat.
That's it.
Stan trying to eat, I'm trying to eat.
Mm-hmm.
That's the motto.
And every now and then you eat creators to stay alive.
Yeah, sometimes.
Any website that he hasn't given? You got Action Lab already, yada, yada, yada. Give us your personals and all that shit like usual.
Yo, you can get my podcast, the PKD Black Box, at hhwlod.com. The PKD media site is actually no more. It will be relaunched.
Ooh.
It will be relaunched as something else. I can't tell you what that is just yet, but be relaunched as something else beginning of the year.
Sean Pryor's professional perms.
No, it ain't like that. Ain't like that, son. It ain't like that.
My man, pleasure, as always.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Hey, Pence, get in here.
What?
Get in here. Get in here. I got the mic going.
Uh-oh.
It ain't a con if I don't talk to Pence at least once.
It's not?
No, it's not.
All right, well.
Whether you know it or not, my friend.
Okay, so what are we talking about? What's the topic of the day?
Baltimore Comic Con. How'd it go for you?
Very fun. I didn't spend too much down here because I had a... I actually had a budget. I didn't want to spend too much because I'm going to a Wild Pig reopening next weekend.
Yes, indeed.
Plug, plug.
Uh-huh. I'm going to try and make it there on Sunday. I'm actually going tubing down the Delaware River on Saturday.
Do you have, like, insurance in case something goes wrong?
I hope.
You should look into that. You really should.
Yeah, I know. Right.
But, no, it's fun to come down here. It's a short drive for me.
Mm-hmm.
So many people here that I know, touch base with them. And, you know, go to some panels, and you never know. I actually was on a Marvel panel.
Yeah, tell the listeners how that managed to happen.
All right, Saturday at 2 o'clock, there's a DC panel.
Mm-hmm.
I went to that panel, and afterwards, same room,
mm-hmm.
there's a Marvel panel.
Yeah.
So I stayed for that, made my way to the very front row, mm-hmm. right in the aisle seat in the corner, right in front of the stage.
Yeah.
With Tom Brevoort hosting it with Mark Waid, all about Marvel Now. And they had some copies of some of the new books
mm-hmm.
to show people, but you had to answer a question to get on stage.
Sure.
I wasn't looking forward to doing that. I just wanted to hear the panel about the whole topic of Marvel
right.
Now.
Right.
And they start asking a question. There's a Thor book. And the question is, well, what was Thor's first appearance?
Mm-hmm.
Some guy shouts out, "During the mystery." But Mark Waid goes, "Well, what issue?"
Uh-huh.
So I'm, again, in the front row, I say to myself more or less, I say, "Oh, 83. Well, he's so close, he heard me. He goes, "Who said that?" And I go, I did. And oh, come on up. So I went up and read the book.
Uh-huh.
The Jason Aaron Esad Ribic book,
mm-hmm.
Thor book. And I actually, now it was only a black and white copy, but
right.
I enjoyed it.
That's
and
good.
I talked about it on the panel and I said what I thought about it.
Okay.
But when I was on the panel, I did a podcast, didn't mention the name of it. I'm like, oh my God. Somebody do this now. I'm on Comic Geek Speak.
Yes, you are. What you... Everyone knows now.
Well, nobody knows.
Yeah, well, that's true. No one listened to this. Well, the best part of the Harvey Awards was that Mark Waid kept winning everything for Daredevil. And I mean everything.
Yes. Yeah.
It got to the point where Phil Lamar was the host. You may be familiar with
Mad TV.
Yes, indeed. Mad TV, Justice League Unlimited,
yeah,
Young Justice,
right.
All those stuff. And at one point, he's like, I'm a fan of comics. One of the best things about going to conventions is that I get to know how to pronounce people's names correctly. Like, it's Bill Sienkiewicz. And eventually he's like, you know, I just found out that this new Arabian creator, Mark Waid, is here. Waid jokes all over the place the entire Harvey Awards. It was great. And as I said three times now, got to sit in back of freaking Stan Lee.
Nice.
Life is beautiful.
It was weird because actually at that time of the Harvey Awards, I was in the Hyatt, but I was upstairs in the bar.
Yeah.
And I was like on one of the edges looking over the railing where you could see the elevators.
Yeah.
So we, and they're see-through elevators on the side. So
sure.
Like, oh my God, there goes Stanley going downstairs to the Harvey Awards. You know, I thought, oh, there he goes going back up to Harvey Awards. So it's like, well, there's Stanley, you know.
We were the first ones up at the rooftop bar at the Hyatt with Adam and Comfort and all those guys.
Look
like,
at you.
We're sitting there and we're like, okay, where the hell is everybody? Because we're the first ones there. And then slowly they trickle in. And by the time we left, it was like every single person who was at the freaking Harvey Awards, because that's the bar that's still open past midnight.
Yes, yes.
So anything else great about Baltimore you want to share?
It's a great comic-centric show. And I always wondered to myself these last few years, are they going to go to 3 days? Because they might be able to support three days.
It's very possible,
I know Saturday was humongously packed here yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday's a little less crazy, but a 3-day show, you know, a lot of other big shows have gone to 3 days.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think Baltimore, at some point, will have to get that. I'm sure they thought about it.
Sure. I mean, Emerald City managed it.
They added an extra day in New York Comic Con last year. So.
Oh, yeah.
People just love cons.
It's true. It's
Even
true,
these
man.
Guys to my left here.
It's Soho. Hey.
Do you people like conventions?
We do like conventions.
Yes, they are very wonderful. I get to see many, many famous and infamous people.
Mostly infamous.
Yes.
Who's the guy in the 52 shirt?
I don't know, but he looks
Ray
like he's
Lewis.
Banned. Ray Lewis.
Who can make a play? I can make a
play. That's it. Hey, as long as they keep having Yankees-Orioles games the weekend of Baltimore Comic-Con, that'll make
so
me happy.
There's so much going on this week. And there's actually also a nuclear cardiology seminar going on at the other end of the convention center.
Oh, my God.
Who knew there was nuclear cardiology?
Really? Wow. I think I'll have to go to that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Shane, I mean, you're invited, obviously.
Well, thank you. Great.
Yes. And, Jamie, you're a speaker.
Yes, I am. Because I have so much nuclear material in my body. I can definitely talk about that. It is kind of crazy.
When we drove down, I have a lead sheet going between.
If you close your eyes, you can actually still see Jamie.
Yes.
No, it's good that you can glow in the dark and be able to...
I haven't been able to Hulk out, though. That's my only problem. Or jump and stick to walls. I haven't got a chance to do that yet.
Eventually, you'll be one of the many colors of Hulk. You'll get there. Like, it'll be maybe the yellow Hulk or something like that.
Plaid.
He's Plaid Hulk.
I know you guys just got here a little while ago, but what do you think so far?
That's good. I'm having fun. Did some shopping.
Nice. I always enjoy this show. It's one of those that it has the guests and the people to see, but it also has the great shopping.
Yeah.
So you can find some bargains, you can get some autographs, get some cool sketches, meet and greet the, you know, people like Action Lab Entertainment, and it's fun.
Yeah.
It's just fun.
I mean, where else can you find $4 trades, you know?
Yeah. I bought a $2 trade of a book I didn't even know was out.
Wow. What was it?
I've been getting all the John Byrne Visionaries, and it was a Visionary Volume 0.
Oh, wow.
And it was all of Byrne's stuff he did for the Fantastic Four. Before, like Marvel 2-in-1s, that kind of stuff. $24.99 trade. I got it for $2.
Wow. Yeah. That is insane.
Yeah.
I got the second volume of Nightfall.
I saw that on your post.
50% off.
Nice.
$15 from like 30 issues of a comic.
You can only get to read half of them because it's 50% off.
That's true. Well, I'll pick and choose properly. Yeah. That's about it. Guys, great to see you.
It's good to see you too.
Yes, indeed. Great to have you on the mic.
Yep, I didn't think that you were going to be here.
Yeah, I saw a post that you were on your way home.
I know. Trippett always posts like before you actually leave that you're leaving the city. So that's happened to me a couple times though. Like, oh, I missed you. Like, no, I'm still here. I'm here till about 5. So, yeah, there we go. All right. And obviously, ComicGeekSpeak.com.
ComicGeekSpeak.com. Yes.
Of course. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Look. Look with your special eyes.
My brand!
I'm with two folks who enjoy taking Odysseys.
You like taking Odysseys.
Enjoy is a word you could use, I suppose.
Well, I mean, it's how you enjoy seeing someone fail. You know, it's
I don't want to be that guy.
You're already that guy, whether you like it or not. Adam Withers, Comfort Love.
Hey, how's it going?
Fantastic. You?
Oh, quite well. Quite well.
Yes. Has it been a glorious weekend for you folks here in Baltimore for the second time in like almost a month?
Yes, it has. It's been a very good weekend. It's our second convention in a row. We haven't been home in 2 weeks.
We're really, really exhausted right now.
Oh my God.
So glorious is a tough word to use.
I don't know. I expected to feel worse. I'm tired, but yeah. I'm not unhappy.
Well, as long as you don't suffer from con plague, then you're good.
Yes, we are in good health.
That's what's important.
Yes, indeed. I agree.
Yeah.
I don't have much to add to that. I'm happy we're in good health. We're not dying here.
I'm happy you're in good health, too, because or else then you're the zombies with the brains.
Yeah, no. No, not for me.
So, the Harvey Awards, you were nominated, but that didn't quite work out. But how was the dinner? Did you enjoy your food? Was it tasty? Did you enjoy your time?
Oh, it was a fine dinner, Mr. Levenstein. It was delicious and free.
Nice.
Two great things that go great together.
At least they had a vegetarian option.
They did. They took good care of us.
We were very grateful to them. We had a good time. We sat by some very fantastic people.
Yes, right.
The guy from
Brian
Echoes.
Glass and his wife to the left of us. We had Joshua Hale-Fielkov to the right, who was up for like 7 awards and lost all of them.
Which
the poor
sad.
Son of a bitch.
Very sad.
So we had kind of a mopey brotherhood table going.
Aww. Yeah.
No, we took it well.
It was fine enough. Well. We didn't expect to win. Anything,
absolutely
so.
Not. And it was clearly Kate's night.
Right.
She took everything she was up for just about.
Yeah.
So the Hark a Vagrant was clearly due.
Yes.
And nobody was standing in their way.
As someone who is familiar with her work, and I'm going to do my best not to accidentally knock that over, I would agree with that. Her art style is actually reminiscent in some ways to The Critic, which has always been appealing to me, and the humor works on multiple levels. So you folks need to get in on that.
What, humor that works on multiple levels?
Thanks. Yes, obviously. You're
thanks well. A lot.
I meant her books. I meant her works. I didn't mean you need to be funny, because I think you have already done that.
Okay. All right. Yes.
We try.
Yeah. I got this in front of in back of Stan Lee. I've been saying that at every single moment that I can. I haven't gotten over it yet. I'm running on like high testosterone from like the fumes that were coming off of that 89-year-old some bitch.
Are you going to visit your grandpa soon?
I am going to. And I'm going to tell him that there are other people his age that are just about as spry as he is. Only he didn't create everything like Stan Lee did Excelsior.
Or you could just, next time Stan Lee's getting on his high horse about something, which, you know, he does,
uh-huh.
You just point your finger and say, from the back, you look like my grandfather, and he ain't done nothing.
You know, I really don't want to see Stan Lee on a high horse, because that is how we will lose him.
No, we won't. He will feast on the souls of every great comic creator that has ever come before or will come since. He will not die.
That's why John Romita Jr. and Sr. were up there, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was,
so
he
feast
was
on their souls.
Draining uh-huh. them as we watched.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was a lifetime achievement award for John Romita Jr., who's like halfway through his life, so obviously Stan Lee's got to be there because he's got about half a life to suck.
It's true. That lifetime is about to come to an end, true believers. And mine shall never stop.
Lifetime man. His power is that he lives.
Lifetime man is right about up there with most of Stan Lee's recent creations. Lifetime man.
Just imagine.
Well played, sir.
Oh,
well
God.
Played.
There was one good title in that entire run. That's it. The Flash was actually not that bad. The rest, nah.
It was a collection of great art books. That's what it was.
Mm. Hey, speaking of great art, best thing you've drawn this weekend, and I know that that's like choosing a your favorite son.
The Aang and the
Aang and Korra.
Korra.
We did a
I said that just so you were gonna say Katara by accident.
I was gonna do it, but
she
I was
almost
like,
did.
Ah.
I saved her.
Nice.
Yeah, we did
Thank
a two. character marker piece with adult Aang and young Korra and Naga and Appa, the two big critters there, and it
very
turned out epic. Really nice.
Super fun.
That's awesome. And book sales, everything went well.
Things are going nice. People are picking up what we're putting
out. Even though we're in the weird black hole, like other dimension of Baltimore Comic Con.
Dimension X.
Very well.
Yeah,
yes.
We do a lot of shows, and we've been doing Baltimore for a lot of years. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I have ever encountered a convention that has more consistently terrible floor plans than the Baltimore Comic Con. They never make the same mistake twice, but they're always innovating new and creative ways of fucking up the flow of traffic on the floor.
See, next time it's actually going to be a maze. Like there will be dead ends that you cannot get past. There will be a golem or a ghoul of some sort like blocking certain exits. It'll be wonderful.
And if you get lost, Stanley drains your soul.
Oh,
I got you. Excelsior.
That's to be expected. That's certainly to be expected.
Delicious brains. I'm going to suck your courage from your heart.
Oi. Anything else of recent memory you wish to share with the class?
Well, when you put it that way.
Go read Rainbow in the Dark and the Unique.
It's true.
Yeah,
yes.
Awesome.
Yeah, yes. Rainbow is coming to a close. We're working on the penultimate issue right now. I did that so I could say the word penultimate.
Because it's a wonderful word.
One of my favorites of all time.
But yes.
You so rarely get to use it.
It's actually my penultimate favorite word.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know what? Actually, mention the Liberty Meadows a little bit. That was the yearbook thing that they were doing this year.
Yeah, we participated in the 2012 Baltimore yearbook, which was the first time they ever did anything like this. There's a lot of conventions who will put together an art book for their show, and proceeds go to support the show.
Sure.
This Baltimore one, though, is different in that it is an attempt to present independent creators to the masses through a vehicle that will be highly collectible to the people who come. And they built it around Frank Cho's Liberty Meadows, which I believe it's 25 years of Liberty Meadows now, which is crazy to think.
Makes me feel old.
It really does,
yeah.
Doesn't it? And so everybody contributed a piece of something that was Liberty Meadows and of your own creation at the same time. So we took some of our uniques and Rainbow characters and had them interacting with the cast of Liberty Meadows. It was fun. There's a lot of very diverse, different things going on in that book that are really neat. It's to see how they all play together and how everybody approached the subject matter was great. And then the show did this great thing with a scavenger hunt, right? So you get the book,
right?
But you also get a list of all the people that are in it and their table numbers. And if you take that around to get signatures, at 20 signatures, you get a free print. And if you get all the signatures, then you get other stuff. So people have been coming around all weekend long hunting for where all the people are so they can get them.
And they helped the difficulty by not actually listing table numbers on the information.
Yes, that is true. Although I can also say I've never felt as much like a Pokemon in my entire life.
Pika, Pika, Pikachu.
Yeah, I don't know. At this point, I'm feeling a little more like a Psyduck.
Psy-yi-yi-yi-yi. Yeah, no.
My head hurts and I'm not wanted.
Oh. Rainbow, like you said, finishing soon. Yes. Give me the rest.
Yes, we are wrapping the series soon. It'll be the first time we've brought a series to an end. And that we're really looking forward to. So by the end of the year, that series will be done. We're going to collect it all in a big oversized volume at the beginning of the next year.
Awesome.
And then we're going back to Uniques, launching another round of Uniques Tales, prepping issue 10. We're going to do a big director's cut expanded edition of the first few issues of the series to get people back into the story.
Right.
We got a lot of plans coming up, a whole lot of stuff on the future.
Very nice. And the website, which is new to Comic Timing listeners.
Yes, our brand new website, very simple, comfortandadam.com.
Nice. It's a comfortable website.
It is indeed.
Comfy. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're very welcome, Ian Levinstein.
And we'll see you at New York.
Yes, you will.
You'll probably hear them, too.
Have you ever had deja, 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 deja vu?
Hey, now that I'm actually recording...
He controls his life, and that's why he gets all to... Oh, hey, Brent, how you doing?
Well, we've just ensured that Brent Cassina is not going to listen to this episode. It has been 2 days that have felt like three. Even if there were 3 days, spent in the Baltimore area.
Oh.
Day one, we watched the Yankees win.
The Yankees win.
Day two, we were here and then lost.
Oh, geez. That was terrible.
Game's going on right now.
Yeah, hopefully they can salvage it. Who's pitching for us?
I don't know, actually. It might be CeCe.
No, CeCe was yesterday. Oh, he lost yesterday.
Kuroda?
Kuroda. Kuroda. Yeah, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, but we'll see what happens. But we're here to talk comics.
Not what are those?
These things that you have way too many of, and you work at a place that sells
them. I really
got
to kick Chris Rock out of my house, and Chris Tucker, and yeah, all these other guys, yeah.
What do you mean? You understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Man, nobody understands the words coming out of my mouth.
Baltimore, does it live up to expectations? I'm talking about the Comic-Con, not the place.
You know, the layout's really awkward, mm-hmm. and I think it was overcrowded yesterday. Walking around today, it's actually not so bad. Mm-hmm. The layout is still awkward, though.
Yeah, well, the amount of people on Sunday never equals the amount of people on Saturday.
Yeah.
But also, there's a lot less Stan Lee here today.
Oh, my God, Excelsior.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I've actually accidentally mentioned him in every single time I've turned this thing on.
Totally Excelsior, man. Totally Excelsior.
What'd you pick up at the con?
I got a bunch of trades, a bunch of figures.
Trades, what'd you get?
Trades, I got the, for my girlfriend, Tammy, which is proof she's standing right here.
Proof that she exists. Mentioned on a show.
I got her a Marvel Knights Elektra, uh-huh. which she had, which she actually she used to own, but got destroyed.
Eagle's on his way back, by the way. I just saw him walk by. But,
oh,
but,
that's but, son
but,
of a.
But please continue.
And I got myself that Tom Beland, True Story, Swear to God.
Mm, okay.
Which for $5, which I can't argue with that.
Yeah.
I can't argue with that at all.
No, you don't have... Actually, I might want to borrow that from you.
Yeah.
Ooh, you have my Bakuman?
Speaking of Bakuman...
There we go. Almost forgot to even ask for that.
You wanted 12 and 13, okay. right?
Yes.
And on live radio...
Yes, I do want 12 and 13.
They're going in Ian's bag.
Transferred into my bag. Now my bag is even heavier. Thank you, Dr. Dismore.
I did take the Family Circus off your hands.
I am thrilled beyond belief. I did not want to have to take that back. And there's already one in my rollaway bag, so I don't.
Nice.
I don't want oh, another Jesus. One, man.
I mean, I got some little sketchbooks in here. I got mm-hmm. that latest volume of Danielle's Girls with Slingshots.
Oh, cool. Okay.
You know, I got a couple prints here and there. You know, uh-huh. I love supporting. You had
crab mac and cheese.
Crab mac and cheese at an alehouse that was not ready for the crowd.
Okay, how is it? And you know this is going to bring me back, and you're gonna probably laugh at this. How is it that every single time we go out in a group, you're the one who gets his food first?
They like me because my dad's from Baltimore, and they sense the Baltimorean in him.
So
it went into me.
So first it was the Chinese.
Well, that was obvious. Yeah, well, that was completely obvious.
Yeah,
why?
Come on, please. And now it's the. Oh yeah, I have like 3% Baltimore in me.
Where's the Levinstein?
We're not going there. That is not a place that we are traveling. I'm sorry.
I got your tape in my pocket.
Not going there. Not go. What else did you get of interest? What else did you see of interest? Speak.
You did end up showing me the Avengers cologne, which is pretty cool.
Justice.
I got these sketch cards.
I cry for justice when it gets in my eyes.
Justice.
Sketch cards, yeah.
Yeah, I got these sketch cards right here. They're pretty cool.
Oh, nice.
That's Kyle right there.
You mean the only Green Lantern
the only
that matters?
The only Green Lantern that matters, yes.
That's true, okay.
Let's see. And then, you know, just... Mostly, though, I mean, I think it's just like... I mean, I did get stuff, but mostly what I got out of it is, you know, I'm hanging out with... I mean, I see you all the time, Ian, but, you know, Chad and Sean and mm-hmm. Jamal and Adam and Comfort
yep.
and Danielle and Erica yep. and other people that I don't remember their names.
See Shane and Jamie yet?
No, I haven't seen him. I saw Pants on his way out.
Mm-hmm.
He was wearing a Ravens jersey, right?
Yeah, I think he might actually be on his way out, period. But
Right. I saw him on the way out.
Yeah, but Shane and Dee are walking around somewhere.
Sure, yeah.
So,
no,
yeah.
I'm sure I'll bump into him eventually. Yeah. I mean, it's just cool to see everyone, especially with Super Show canceled this year.
Yeah.
And next time I'll probably see him is New York. It's nice to see people every now and then.
I've been hearing things. I'm not going to say anything on the air because they'll shoot me in the head, but I've been hearing things. Yeah. And it's weird to be here in a space that is only a quarter of the convention center in comparison to Otakon.
Yeah, well, I mean...
You've never been to Otakon. Yeah.
And you guys told me it's 25,000 people. I think yesterday easily was 20, 15 to 20.
Yeah, maybe about 10.
Really?
Yeah,
I can't tell. I can't tell. I mean, it was crowded.
Consider the
how
space.
How small the area is?
Yeah, consider
right.
the space.
You're right.
Yeah.
So how big is Otakon compared to this then? The space, not the...
The Well, you see how big the convention center is,
right?
Oh,
it's the whole convention center?
It's the entire convention center plus the hill.
Oh, no, you're right then. Yeah. So then this is probably like... Right now, probably like 5,000 people, not even.
Yeah, thereabouts.
Yeah.
Thereabouts, yeah. I mean, it's nice that we can actually walk the aisles.
Right, no, there's space, we can breathe. I think they just didn't, I mean, with the whole Stanley thing and the post-Avengers boom, yeah. I don't think they expected it.
I will say this, next year, if you do wind up coming again next year, get a place cheap around here so you can go to the Harveys, you can enjoy some of the other stuff in the area, because you would have loved the Harveys last night.
Oh, yeah, no, I think...
When Stan... And Senior came up on stage to give Junior a Lifetime Achievement Award.
That's pretty cool.
That was epic.
I think what I might do, because you know, my girlfriend does live in the area, so we'll probably stay in the city for Saturday night, and then the rest of the time we'll be back at her place.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes. I do want to go to Harvey's eventually.
You have exactly a year to plan this.
Do you do the same weekend?
Yes.
Oh, okay, sure.
Same weekend.
That works.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like next year my schedule is probably going to be... New York, this show, maybe Heroes.
In
terms of comic shows,
Heroes is hard to get to. Though.
It is hard to get to. But
I mean, unless we wind up with you know, in one of the caravans that comes out from New York. We'll see.
I mean, those are my Comic Cons, pretty much.
It's something I want to do, but like, I mean, I also want to go back to C2E2 eventually, and all these other options.
I don't know how financing. Yeah. Also, I got to focus on putting product out. I'm working with an artist. Oh, yeah. We never talked about this on radio.
No,
on
we
the
haven't.
Podcast.
Radio, right.
Do I sound like I'm...
Hardy har har.
So I am working with an artist. Her name's Courtney.
Mm-hmm.
We are doing a graphic novel based on experience in her life.
Okay.
That is... We're fictionalizing it because the guy is not... He's a douche.
Okay.
And
it's called Everything's Coming Up Courtney.
Yes.
Yes.
Everything's Coming Up Courtney. So
that's
it,
not the name.
And no, not at all. But then after that, we'll be working on the Wraith comic series, which Chris will eventually get to reading and editing and telling me how terrible it is and what I need to fix.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
It's terrible.
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 Most terrible thing I've ever terrible.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So... That'll be... We're going to start working on that hardcore in November, December.
Mm-hmm.
Probably launch the first issue middle of next year.
Do me a favor and never say you're working on anything hardcore again.
It was just girl-girl scenes, and now I'm releasing...
Drop the mic and walk away. Drop the mic and walk away.
I mean, you know, I like it out here, you know, in the porn capital of the world, but I'm missing home.
It's actually the drug capital of the world, you're close enough.
I clearly am on a lot of drugs right now.
All right.
So I apologize.
Final thoughts and shut the hell up.
It's nice.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
It's a little shifty.
No shifty.
Just a little shifty.
You're working on a podcast? Edit it out? Edit things out? Modify it?
Hey, look, a red button. I wonder what this does.
I'm a buff baby that can dance like a man. I can shake a my fanny, I can shake a my can. I'm a tough tootin' baby, I can punch at your buns. Punch at your buns, I can punch all your buns. If you're an evil witch, I will punch you for fun.
Now, one of the best parts about being at a con on a Sunday is seeing the kids walking around and, well, not only making money for Jamal Igel, but getting some good art. To perhaps start themselves on the career to being a lifetime comic book collector. Jamal Igel, your thoughts?
Always a good thing. Money is always a good thing. I just... Hey, there's a kid with an inflatable proton pack.
Nice!
Very cool.
Man, this show is full of, like, geeky fun, man.
It's full of geeky fun. There's lots of families, which is very cool. Mm-hmm. You know, I love shows like this and Heroes Con and Emerald City. Family friendly comic books.
A little smaller, but a little friendly.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. People don't feel like, you know, you're blowing them off, or you're too busy, or you know, too big time, you know, that sort of thing.
Well, you never have to worry about that.
No. Well, the busy part, yes. Big time, no.
Yes. No, busy. Yes. Certainly busy, because Jamal Igel, you've successfully funded a Kickstarter. What are you going to do now?
I'm going to go home, pass out for a day, get started on writing my the script for my Kickstarter project, Molly Danger.
Nice.
Why is she wearing shorts underneath the skirt?
Shut up, you. So I guess the Kiss comics put your foot in the right door, huh?
Absolutely. It really, because I never worked for IDW before this year, and you know they're a great company to work for. They're really really easy to work with, and you know I'm looking forward to doing some kick ass stuff with these guys. So,
but not kick ass. That's what we're doing.
No. But.
Although the movie might be good. We'll see. It'll happen. And
still haven't seen the first movie.
Still haven't seen the first movie? It's totally worth it for Chloe Moretz, man. Like, just don't see it with a small child because they might get the wrong idea.
Oh, God, don't tell me that. Well, I took Katie to see Brave, and she was covering her eyes during the Demon Bear scene.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Yeah, it was a little bit much for her.
Yeah, all right. Well, I mean, at least it wasn't one of the people who bring their freaking toddler into the theater.
Well,
because...
I've done that, too.
But I can imagine that she was a well-behaved child.
No, we took her to see Hellboy and the Golden Army, and it just didn't work.
Ooh.
She was about 6 months old, and we were hoping she would sleep, but, you know, movie theaters are way too loud.
Oh, well. Such is life. Molly Danger, around when should we be expecting that?
That is going to be October of 2013. Cool. We're shooting for a Halloween week release.
Ooh,
for that.
Spooky.
Not really so much spooky, but the real plan really is to have copies on hand for New York Comic Con.
Right.
But an official release date would be around Halloween.
Excellent. Yeah. Just in time for the home con.
Exactly.
Booyah. And as if they don't know, give all your wonderful websites out there, and then I'll let you go back to work.
Okay. There's JamalEigel.com, which is my personal website.
Yes.
There is MollyDanger.com, where you get all your information about Molly Danger. There's also ActionLabComics.com.
Preach it.
And then I'm on Facebook and Google Plus and... pretty soon, Comic Wow, and a few other places. Twitter.
What is Comic Wow?
It is a up-and-coming social hangout for the comic book.
Oh, game. God, it's Comic Space again, isn't it?
Kind of. No, not really. It's a little bit better organized than Comic Space, but they're beta testing right now.
I will give it a shot. I will certainly give it a shot, because if it's a place to hang out with nerds, and I'm there.
Exactly.
So that'll work. Jamal, you're the man. I'll see you in a few weeks in New York, man.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
It's over!
All right, I hope you guys enjoyed it. As a reminder, a day before this episode was released, Brent actually put out an episode with his buddy Jim Efantis, at least I hope that's how you pronounce it. It's a BK's Bullets on both comics and video games. That includes digital exclusives, the new Microsoft Store, and cross-play on PlayStation. And a bunch of other stuff, so you can go ahead and check that out on the site. It's just regular comictiming.net. Should be the second post on there, so obviously your RSS reader and all that jazz should have picked it up. And once again, we're sponsored by DCBS, a discount comic book service. Check it out at dcbservice.com. We thank them for their support. Use the promo code CT8 to get an additional 8% off on your first order. And we will be at New York Comic Con this weekend on the 11th through the 14th. Check us out in Podcast Arena. And the email address for Comic Timing is comictiming@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out the forums over at thecomicforums.com. Again, we're not really on them anymore, but I like to promote them. And CGS runs a tight ship over there. You can, however, find us at facebook.com/comictiming. Very easy to remember, and that's where the main conversation with me and Brent goes on these days. And we're, of course, proud members of the Comics Podcast Network over at comicspodcast.com, and the League of Comic Book Podcasts over at comicbooknoise.com/league. We will be back probably next week with the New York Comic Con wrap-up. And, of course, any interviews that were conducted at New York Comic Con will either be in that episode or a separate episode. We also have some Marvel Now to talk about at some point, and ABX wrap-up, and stuff like one year later in the New 52. A whole bunch of stuff to talk about here that we will get to over time. And, of course, as always, there's always time for comics.
Help a day. There you go. Ooh, ooh, ooh. It signals, man. It's hand signals. That's all it takes.
No problem. I was just making sure that, you know, bases were covered.
You don't want to lose nothing.
No, I won't lose nothing.
Damn right, man. Yeah. I'll let you sign there, and I will vamp. Liberty Meadows, ladies and gentlemen. Liberty Meadows was the yearbook this year at Baltimore Comic Con, and there was a scavenger hunt where you could go and find the folks that drew these art pieces inside of the yearbook, and you would get prints if you found everyone who was listed. And that is currently what Adam Withers and Comfort Love are doing at this very moment, as I use my best golf voice. Tiger Woods, ready for the putt. And he missed it, because he's Tiger Woods.
Narrating the great American novel up there, do you
It's a cold and dark December.